From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. A new grant awarded to the University of Idaho will soon help Gem State farmers grow crops that will be more resistant to climate change. The program's research will center around some of the state's most popular produce, things like potatoes and chickpeas, as well as wheat and sugar. So joining us today to talk more about this new approach to agriculture is Jody Johnson-Maynard, head of the University of Idaho Department of Soil and Water Systems, and Sanford I. Jen Brody, a professor of entomology and university distinguished professor. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
So the program's focus is on building cropping systems that are more resilient to climate change. Could one of you talk to us a little bit about how that will work?
Great. So the project is really focusing on both mitigation and adaptation. So we're looking at implementation of practices that are considered to be climate smart, in that they reduce emissions of greenhouse gases and also encourage the storage of carbon within the soil or soil organic matter. Mm-hmm. And we know that that can have beneficial impacts and in a kind of a feedback loop and help the system be more drought resistant, for example, and more sustainable over time.
And Jody, I know you mentioned that this is a partnership for the Climate Smart Commodities, and there's about 70 projects that have been initiated by this. Can you talk a little bit about what the overarching goal is then, since this is a nationwide partnership?
Right. So that's a really interesting aspect of this that I think is very, very exciting. So we will be piloting a system within the borders of Idaho. But of course, since our crops travel a long way outside of our borders, it will have implications for all of the food systems. So we have an opportunity here to pilot the system to see how it works, work out some kinks, see what works, what doesn't work. And then we'll have feedback and meetings with those other 69 projects that are funded across the United States to hear about what's working and not working in their states and their regions. So it's, again, I think a pretty exciting opportunity to learn and to report that to the larger kind of national scale for implementation.
So Jody, how does the program hope to strike that balance between climate sustainability, but also then meeting the needs of agricultural producers?
Right. So it is difficult for our farmers to implement new projects and new management practices. There are some barriers in place for sure. Things like startup costs, if there's equipment involved that needs to be purchased, as well as just a learning curve sometimes of how do you change your overall management to make this practice work and be effective on your farm. And so one of the ways we can help with that is by providing some stipend to the farm, to the grower, to help them kind of over that period of trial and error, as well as perhaps to offset the cost of some equipment. And the other thing that we can do is to provide a lot of technical assistance. So help, information, guidance, research and kind of extending our research to the growers in ways that can help them.
So Sanford, let me bring you into the conversation. And can you give us some examples maybe of climate change resilient practices that would hopefully benefit the growth of Idaho crops?
Sure. There are some well-known climate smart practices, if you will, that are being grown, used around the world. And so we're going to draw from that list those that we think are applicable in Idaho. And then individual producers can select from sort of a menu of these things. So cover cropping is one of those. Cover cropping that is then followed by livestock grazing. So you get multiple use out of the land. Reduced tillage. There's lots of adoption of reduced tillage and no tillage in the state, but a lot more that could be adopted. And that is regarded as a climate climate smart practice, interseeding of legumes with some of the crops for which that's suitable, precision fertilizer application, partial nitrogen replacement with different kinds of cropping systems, perhaps composting manure, and then biochar, which is a relatively new additive that can be made on farms or regionally for spreading onto the soil and helps to improve carbon balance in the soil and adjust pHs for optimal production.
And Sanford, I know another commodity that will be the recipient of more of these climate smart practices is beef. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because we've heard so much about beef and how, you know, it's not the beef itself, but the raising of the cattle can be detrimental to the environment.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And our project does not address methane emissions. That is inherent in beef production, but it mm-hmm. does address how pastures are managed. And Jody, maybe you want to address that a little bit more, but the pastures themselves are, you know, vast acreage that can be managed in a climate smart fashion.
So Jody, can you talk a little bit more about that then with the pastures and the raising of the cattle?
Sure. So there are climate smart techniques that can be used in pasture production. For example, the integration of legumes into the system. There's management that revolves around irrigation and systems where irrigation is utilized. And another aspect that we are interested in exploring is that kind of integration of animals into cropping systems. And so we know that there are some documented benefits where grazing is well managed to the crops that follow that activity. And so that's one of the things that we're going to be looking at. Largely, our animal production systems have been separated from our cropping systems that produce our major crops. And so part of this is looking at how can we kind of merge those two different aspects of agriculture together in a way that overall benefits the system and makes it more sustainable.
How have local companies who are reliant on Idaho produce responding to this effort?
Yeah, so we had a great response, I would say, with the companies that we reached out to. It was a very interesting process to actually reach out and get a group of partners together to work on this. It was a great experience, actually. And we have everything from, you know, very large, kind of more national to international scale partners, as well as, you know, very small producers that are producing value added products on their farms. And we had over 60 letters of support that went forward with our application to USDA. And I think that is a good sign and shows that there is a lot of interest in producing climate smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can add that some of these companies already have, you know, plans. They're looking ahead. They know that they were going to have more climate smart business with commodities provided to them and their procedures for preparing foods from these commodities. So our idea sort of fit well with some of their long-term planning and can help them kind of realize those goals more rapidly.
So Sanford, with that long-term planning and this project in mind, what do you think farming could look like in the future?
Oh, well, I gave you a list of practices. So some of those things will be quite visible from the highway, right? Mm-hmm. If there's cover crops or if there's interseeding with legumes. And sometimes you'll be able to see it because the equipment for no-till or for precision fertilizer applications, et cetera, looks a little different than the equipment you might be used to seeing. Well, Jody's project right now is called the one that's just concluding, which is also concerning climate change. in agriculture is called landscapes in transition. And that name really evokes what we think the place, the state can look like when you're, say, flying over it in an aircraft sometime in the future, where you'll see a different sorts of patchwork of crops and so forth that reflect those practices. If that's what you mean by what it would look like.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Jody, before we wrap up, what kind of impact will this project have, on Idaho's economy, or can we, quantify that yet?
Right. So hopefully it has significant impact. We are providing a means for some of our farmers who are kind of poised on the edge and wanting to jump into conservation or climate smart practices. And so there's kind of a long-term benefit there of making our systems more sustainable and more resilient when it comes to climate variability in the future. So that's kind of a long-term one. But I think on the short term, there could also be a lot of benefits in terms of, getting more information out to our growers in a very timely manner, in a very, very focused way, better communication between the university researchers, farmers, as well as the other parts of our food system, the processors, for example. We all need to be working together. And in this, to achieve our goals of this grant, we're going to have a very strong team. And so I think a lot will come out of that.
And
I want to thank. Yes, go ahead.
If there's time, yeah. That the some of our University of Idaho research farms will be instrumented as part of this grant. So those instruments will be a legacy. They'll be in place. They'll be there to support the research and the farmers interested in these practices near each of those farms. And we'll also be creating permanent online resource for farmers and others interested in climate smart agriculture, where they can learn about it, where they can, if they're farmers, find resources about the different practices, and where some of the farmers who will be working with us on this project will be leaving things like videos of their experience and information useful for all producers. Because the goal is to extend the influence of the relatively small percentage of our acres that we will be able to incentivize this time, so that it spreads throughout our agriculture.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on and for taking time out of your day to talk about this. We've been speaking with Jody Johnson Maynard, head of the University of Idaho Department of Soil and Water Systems, and Samford Eigenbrod, a professor in the Department of Entomology, Plant Pathology, about new agricultural practices that will help Idaho crops be more resistant to climate change. Thank you both for your time today. Really appreciate it.
It's been our pleasure.
Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.